fiscal responsibility, and secure borders, our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it here on this hump day Wednesday. I got a couple of text messages after the fact. I will get those to Dr. Jeff next Wednesday. He's on every Wednesday from 9:15 to 9:30. So if you could do me a favor, just re-text me again next Wednesday in the first segment when I'm opening up the show, and then we'll be able to get those into Dr. Jeff next Wednesday. If it's anything urgent that you really wanted to know, one of them kind of sounded like it was, you can always give him a call at the office. Again, that phone number is in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 906 area code 635 5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Rod, listening down in Lake County, says, man, Dr. Jeff is a wealth of knowledge. Yes, he is. Absolutely. You know, that's one thing that him and I have had a couple of conversations about this. You know, I told him, I said, Jeff, you know, you started off wanting to ride horses when he was a young man, I believe in high school. Instead of having to pay for it, he worked shoveling the stalls, cleaning up after the horses, and then the owner allowed him to take a horse for a ride. He fell in love with horses. He then decided that he was going to be a veterinarian and be able to take care of horses, take care of cows and other animals. Decided to go to vet school. Well, he also went into the military. He doesn't talk about this a whole lot, but he was brought in as an officer in the military to take care of the dogs that were serving overseas. And he got a lot of experience, obviously, working on those dogs as well as other animals. And over the years, through his practice working at other clinics when he was young, and then coming back and working at his own clinics, he's seen everything. When I say in that commercial, he can take care of all animals. He can, literally. And the unique thing about Sault Animal Hospital that is totally different than any other regular veterinarian office, they are a legitimate hospital for animals. So if your animal needs a surgery, for example, a horse, a cow, it doesn't matter, a dog, they are a full-blown hospital. So if anything happens during the surgery or they need to stay for a day or two for recovery, they have the facilities there. This is no tiny little clinic. This isn't a tiny little veterinarian office. This thing is huge. If you've never been there and you're a listener of mine, take your animal there and then mention to Jeff outside of the examining rooms in the front, the old portion of the building, ask for a tour of the hospital. When he takes you down the end of the hallway and you make that left and those swing doors open up, you go back into the addition that he's put on this thing. It is impressive. The dental cleaning room, the surgical room, the laser light surgeries that he's able to do, the recovery area, and then the holding area in the back that he's developing for the large breed animals, for the horses and the cows. It's amazing. So this is legitimately Sioux Animal Hospital. This is not a small little veterinarian office. And if you would like to get a second opinion, all you have to do is ask your vet to email the information in your animal's file up to the Sioux Animal Hospital. It's very simple. Info, I-N-F-O, at SiouxAnimalHospital.com. All spelled out. S-A-U-L-T, AnimalHospital.com is their email address. They'll email the files up there, and then Dr. Jeff can review everything. Also, you can send pictures. They have the ability for you to send pictures to them of your animal. If you have a, let's say, a cyst or a fatty tumor on your dog, and your vet's giving you a price that's maybe a little expensive, get a second opinion. Because one thing I've learned in working with Dr. Jeff all these years, he is probably the most affordable surgeon when it comes to doing operation on animals compared to other vets. And I would argue he's probably more qualified than other veterinarians because he specializes in surgeries. That's Dr. Jeff's thing. He loves to operate. Now, of course, you know, he can give shots like Mr. Snoop's going to get on Monday. He can look down his throat, maybe take an x-ray or something and see what's going on with this stupid cough. But basically, he can do all of that plus soft tissue, major bone surgery, whatever needs to be done, he can do it. So again, 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone, Dr. Jeff. Sioux Animal Hospital, Sioux St. Marie. Email again is info at SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Now, one of the stories that I was following as they're kind of wrapping up the legislative year here down in Lansing, large brownfield redevelopment tax incentive. And of course, this is always interesting because what they do is they always throw money at it. This is absolutely something that the project of looking at developing brownfield. Now, you have to understand, brownfield is basically toxic soil. People have done something in the past that has caused the property to not be healthy, whether it's been illegal dumping of any toxic substances, chemicals that have leached into the ground, whatever. You see these usually around old gas stations. They're going to shut down a gas station. It's because it's not making any money. Well, they're not going to go to the expense of digging up the storage tanks. They may not have even emptied them. Well, over time, without that fuel being pumped out into vehicles, it just sits there. Sometimes the tanks get corrosive and they start to leak. So whether it's gasoline or diesel, whatever, could end up going into the ground. that type of activity causes a piece of property to become what's called a brownfield. Well, last night, the Senate passed a bill significantly expanding Michigan's brownfield redevelopment program, which would award developers with $3.5 billion in total tax capture from payrolls and other costs. Folks around the Capitol see this as greasing the wheels on a massive redevelopment of the Detroit Renaissance Center, a planned aquarium in Kent County, a Macomb County Mall, and other large projects in Traverse City and Muskegon. Senate Bill 723, a 71-page bill first introduced on December 3rd, that's basically last week, a week ago today, by Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony from Lansing, passed 20-13 without any debate. She didn't allow any debate. Calling the bill to a vote, all in favor, yes. Those opposed, nay. No debate allowed. Well, currently, the state's Transformational Brownfield Plan, the TBP, which is overseen by the Michigan Strategic Fund, awards developers with tax capture benefits to revitalize nuisance or hazardous properties that have been left behind. Under the TBP program, participating developers can hang on to their income, tax, their withholding and sales tax, and use tax capture for up to 20 years to offset basically the cost to redevelop these properties. So you don't have to submit income tax from your withholdings of your employees. If you charge a sales tax, you can keep it. And you can do this for up to 20 years. However, the Michigan Strategic Fund is capped at awarding no more than $1.6 billion total in post-construction tax capture benefits. So far to date, more than $1.24 million has already been approved for certain projects. Well, under the new Senate Bill 723, the cap's going to be lifted and go all the way up to $3.5 billion. Additionally, the Michigan Strategic Fund could approve up to 25% of additional taxes captured. But instead of that extension benefiting developers directly, 40% of taxes captured would go toward the Michigan Housing and Community Development Fund, 40% to affordable child care programs, and 20% to small business and placemaking programs in local communities. Very interesting development. We will also get into maybe where these projects are located and where they may get benefits of this proposed tax incentive. Short break, we'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776. 1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one here on this Wednesday, talking about large brownfield redevelopment tax incentives passing out of the Senate committee yesterday, now going to the floor for a floor vote, part of economic development in the state of Michigan, increasing the cap to $3.5 billion worth of taxes that developers' businesses could retain for 20 years as an incentive to redevelop a brownfield or a problem property. For example, General Motors announced back in April of 2024 it was moving out of their headquarters, the Renaissance Center skyscrapers in downtown Detroit. Since then, General Motors has partnered with Bedrock, along with local billionaire Dan Gilbert's real estate firm, to propose a $1.6 billion redevelopment project. It includes knocking down two of the seven towers and offering more public spaces along the Detroit River. It would allow easy pedestrian access and entertainment features very similar to Chicago's Navy Pier, as well as New York City's Chelsea Pier. They're basically outdoor entertainment venues where they can do concerts and things like that. While this legislation is critical for the revitalization of Detroit's riverfront, it's important to recognize that it's critical to all areas of the state, said Hassan Baydoun, the City of Detroit's Group Executive of Economic Development, in support of Senate Bill 723. Now, just on that point, where have we heard that name before? Baydoun. Well, there was a Baydoun that was thinking about running for U.S. Senate, but there was also a very famous Baydoun, Faye Baydoun. I believe they're related. Faye Baydoun, you may recall, is a Democrat, absolute, fully, full-blown Democrat donor to Democrat candidates. She's also very good personal friends with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor Gretchen Whitmer reached out to her friend, Quentin Messer Jr., of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and basically railroaded a $20 million grant to be given to Bay Dune to become and to start, I should say, a international influencing company to get foreign entities to come to Michigan to build factories and develop businesses here in the state of Michigan. She took the money, but she didn't do anything. And as a result, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is investigating it. Now, it might come out to be a nothing burger, and that it was okay for her to basically get $20 million of our taxpayer dollars and not do anything with it. But we shall see. Now, Bay Dune also pointed to Grand Rapids Riverfront, also increasing housing supplies in Lansing and Muskegon, transforming the old Macomb County's Lakeside Mall, which was permanently closed in June of 2024, as well as continuing to repurpose the old Traverse City State Hospital. The former psychiatric hospital in northern Michigan has been evolving into space for restaurants and shops, businesses, for the last 10 years. These are sites that have huge potential of transforming their surrounding areas, but would otherwise sit vacant for decades because prior uses make their redevelopment financially impossible. In western Michigan, for example, the John Ball Zoo has been casting reels to develop a large aquarium in Walker, Michigan. That is Senator Mark Huizenga's district. Sits on a 191-acre site along the Grand River that has been previously the Fenske landfill. The landfill was contaminated by industrial and municipal waste. Just think about a lot of these sites that we have across the state. Empty malls. My mom would drop me off and give me $20 to hang out the mall on Friday nights. Well, that just doesn't happen anymore, said the chair of the Senate Economic Community Development Committee, Mallory McMorrow. These are massive spaces with huge parking lots that many developers want, but they just go unused. So even though she's not a sponsor of Senate Bill 723, McMorrow explained that she successfully secured a ban on stock buyback participation among participating companies, meaning that they could not capture Michiganders' income taxes and then transfer them to shareholders. Also, Senate Bill 723 allows industrial projects to get involved in this activity as well. So we'll continue to follow this story, see if it gets passed in the House either today or tomorrow, and let's see if it gets sent to the governor for a signature before the end of the year. Very, very interesting. Well, in the next hour, hour number two of today's show, I'm going to be doing a little sit-down fireside chat with Carla Wagner. As you know, she's been the founder of AskMyTax.org petition drive to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan, try to get that on the ballot for next year. Well, she also decided to throw her hat into the ring to run for governor. And that's given her the ability to debate the other governor candidates about what their plans are.